Hi there. The word for you today is rejoice. He's coming for you. In John 14, verse 3, Jesus made us this promise. I am going to prepare a place for you, and when everything is ready, I will come back and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. This is what you could call a groom-to-bride promise. Back in Christ's day, when a couple received permission from both their parents to marry, the groom would return to his father's home and begin to build a house for his bride. And by promising to do the same for us, Jesus elevated funerals to the same level of hope as weddings. From his perspective, the trip to the cemetery and the walk down the aisle warrant identical excitement. Both celebrate a new era, a new name, and a new home. Hey, rejoice. Your heavenly bridegroom is coming to take you away on his arm. Does that sound too good to be true? Check the record. Check it. If you can find just one time in all 66 books of the Bible where God made a promise he didn't keep, then you'll have reason to doubt this one. You know what? Your final glimpse of life is going to trigger your first glimpse of Jesus. You see, because Christ's tomb is empty, his promise isn't. He made it 2,000 years ago, and he's been working on your new home ever since. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? Living on a tiny, barren island, a penal colony called Patmos, John the Revelator wrote, and there was no more sea. Think about that. Every morning when John arose, the sea was all around him. It was the barrier that separated him from his loved ones on the mainland. You know what? In your heavenly home, there'll be no barriers, no separation from your loved ones, and no limitations. It doesn't get any better, does it?